The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's a most jolly experience to see the greatest economy in the history of the world. Ironically, one of the reasons for the success has been through the use of tariffs. Several of the tariffs directly affect my products, but it's working great so far. There is some confusion about how exactly the Trump tariffs are used, and I'd like to try clearing it up. In the free market economy, a diverse set of taxes are typically paid by a manufacturing business or a vendor or even a retailer. Of course, these businesses have to take this into account and make sure that they are still making whatever profit they need to make by the end of the year. To keep the discussion simple, the tax structure on a free market economy is more concerned with the government getting a piece of the actual profit and the gains. In a command and control economy like China, however, their tax structure cares a lot less about sales and instead is focused on quotas. Factories are owned, privileged, corrupt families, and if one factory falls behind on production because it can't compete with the other factories, the Chinese government steps in and subsidizes the factory so that it can meet its production quotas. The reason that prices on cheap Chinese goods have not skyrocketed for Americans is because the Chinese are ponying up the difference. And it makes a lot of sense why. They are hoping that Americans are stupid enough to only give Trump 4 years in office. They are playing an expensive gamble that if they can get a more friendly U.S. president willing to look the other way on the trade imbalance, then maybe things can return to normal where Americans get cheap products, but China does all the manufacturing. This is a big deal. It's a teachable moment for those of you thinking about voting for Bernie Sanders. When free markets compete against communist markets, never a contest. When the first round of tariffs on Chinese audio happened in September, at our store we saw our wholesale costs and street prices increase a little, but it has not impacted consumer spending. In fact, I like the price hikes because now I can sell better alternatives to my customers. Now, in other news, President Trump has promised to tackle lowering prescription drug prices next year. This has been a long time coming. The United States provides the research and development for the rest of the world. If there's a cure to be found, chances are it was discovered in our elite medical labs. Countries like Canada, which have notoriously cheaper drug prices than us, they're simply refusing to pay market prices. The unspoken threat between the two countries is simple. Canada demands cheap drug prices, or else they will look the other way and buy from companies that steal from the patent office. So while American scientists create new drugs and cures for diseases, and American citizens pay huge, ridiculous prices to make the dynamic happen, the rest of the world has figured out a way to pay much less. If anyone can disassemble that sad situation, it's Donald Trump.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.